Page 32. Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. Weight Watchers more effective than psychologist-led programs. In a head-to-head contest pitting a pair of psychologist-led behavioral weight loss programs against a 48-week membership to Weight Watchers, a new study found that subjects participating in the ubiquitous commercial program stuck with their regimen longer and shed more pounds. The study, published in the journal Obesity, suggests that physicians scrambling for ways to counsel overweight and obese patients may be best served by referring them to well-established commercial programs with a track record of working. Weight Watchers really can produce clinically meaningful weight loss for a lot of people, said study leader Angela Marinelli Pinto. It can be very convenient for people to access, and professional programs don't always have that convenience and accessibility. Researchers found that Weight Watchers subjects attended more meetings, used the program's electronic tools more frequently, and were more likely to see the study through to its end than were those in the other two groups. In all, 37% of people in the Weight Watchers group lost 10% of their body weight, compared to 15% of those in the combination therapy group and 11% of those who didn't use Weight Watchers at all. The findings come as physicians are girding for an all-out fight against obesity that places them on the front lines of battle. These changes are prompting doctors to consider whether and how they can profitably deliver such services to their obese patients. "We can provide this service, but we're not optimized for it right now," said Dr. Jeffrey Mechanick, president-elect of the AACE. "That may place greater pressure on the weight loss programs already available in the communities where the nation's 78 million obese people live." The federal task force cited only one, a diabetes prevention program offered at a small number of YMCA sites nationwide, as meeting its standards of effectiveness. Disney's Cars Land is a stunning addition. We got to Disneyland on a Monday morning and were pleasantly surprised to find only a 15-minute line for the Matterhorn ride. On Tuesday morning, we found out why. Everyone was over at California Adventure, queuing up for the park's hot new attraction, Radiator Springs Racers, the signature ride at the new Cars Land attraction that opened in June. Cars Land, part of a $1.1 billion renovation, is a stunning addition to California Adventure, a separate park that celebrates the Golden State with rides and a backlot section honoring the movie biz. But this year, it's all about Cars Land, 12 or so acres that put you right in the middle of Radiator Springs, the fictional city of the 2006 Pixar movie. You wander in along Route 66, where you'll find the requisite Disney shops and snack bars. But we didn't bring two kids all the way across the country to eat. They wanted to ride. And finally, it was time to make our way to the racers. It was only 5 minutes between hitting the line and making our way into one of the 6-seat cars that race you through the impressive mountain range that serves as the backdrop to Cars Land. The ride started slowly, with an almost leisurely drive through the mountains. The car even slowed down to give us a look at a stunning waterfall. But then night descended and characters from the movie started dashing out of the dark to narrowly miss head-on collisions. Back into the daylight, another car shows up at our side, and when we get the flag, the race is on. Suddenly, you're speeding through the course around some slightly terrifying embankments that have you riding on your side, not to mention some serious bumps in the road. "That was awesome!" screamed my little guy. As for me, I wanted to go again. New HIV test for infants seen as possible breakthrough for sub-Saharan Africa. In HIV-plagued sub-Saharan Africa, It can take up to 3 months for mothers to learn whether their babies have the deadly virus, delaying what could be life-sustaining treatment. Many of the far-flung and rudimentary public health clinics aren't equipped with reliable electricity and refrigeration, let alone the sophisticated laboratories required to process HIV tests for infants. Tests must be sent off to a lab. Because of that delay, even among women willing to walk miles to get their infants tested, more than half never receive the results. A team at Northwestern University say they are on the verge of addressing the problem. In October, they planned to unveil a new HIV test for infants of mothers who have tested positive for the virus, which promises a result in less than an hour at a palatable cost. Infants diagnosed early can be placed on antiretroviral drugs that help them manage the disease for decades. Designed by David Kelso, a Northwestern biomedical engineering professor, with the help of others, the new medical device is targeted specifically for testing infants in rural Africa. Existing tests for infants in the developed world rely on expensive and sophisticated equipment. Kelso's device is about the size of a single-slice toaster and runs on battery power. It was designed to be used by lightly trained nurses or community health workers. His team aims to drive the cost of performing each test below $10 and get the equipment in as many rural public health clinics as possible. The device will first be evaluated in 5 clinics in Mozambique and eventually be expanded to rural settings, where researchers will measure the accuracy of the test, how its availability affects the number of infants tested, and how many of those found to be HIV positive are treated. Vocabulary focus. GERD. Optimize. Stunning. Requisite. Head-on. Embankment. Far-flung. Rudimentary. Sophisticated. Unveil.